AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Formal charges of involuntary manslaughter have been filed against Alec Baldwin and a crew member for shooting on the New Mexico set of a movie. The AP's Margie Zaraleta has the story.
Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altuis has filed the documents that charge Alec Baldwin and weapons specialist Hannah Gutierrez-Reed in the death of Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. Baldwin had pointed a gun at Hutchins while rehearsing a scene when the gun discharged. Baldwin's attorney, Luke Nikas, declined comment and referred to a previous statement in which he calls the charges a terrible miscarriage of justice. Baldwin and Gutierrez-Reed will be issued a summons to appear in court. I'm Archie Zaraleta.
At least one death has been reported because of the weather in Texas.
The National Weather Service forecast a wintry mix, primarily freezing rain, until Thursday.
The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, says there are flight delays and icy roads. Nearly 1,500 flights have been canceled nationwide. And it's not just Texas. Ice has brought traffic to a standstill on an interstate through Arkansas. Schools and colleges in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas either closed today or went to virtual learning. Police in Omaha, Nebraska say they shot and killed an armed man in a Target store. The police chief says the man had plenty of ammunition and that evidence suggests he fired multiple rounds, but it wasn't immediately known if he fired at anybody. Republican Congressman George Santos of New York has told GOP colleagues he is temporarily stepping down from his two congressional committees. The move comes amid a host of ethics issues and a day after Santos met with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Reporters asked Santos, and he said he will not resign. The conference board reports its consumer confidence index slipped down from last month. Stocks finished higher on Wall Street across the board, the Dow up 368 points. This is AP News. A study by an anti-graft organization shows little progress in the fight against corruption.
Transparency International's 2022 Corruption Perceptions Index reveals governments hampered by corruption lack of the capacity to protect the people, while public discontent is more likely to turn into violence. In summary, corruption has made our world a more dangerous place, the index finds, as governments have collectively failed to make progress against it, fueling the current rising conflicts and endangering people everywhere. The index rated 180 countries and territories. Somalia was at the bottom with 12 points out of the maximum 100, while Denmark is seen as the least corrupt this year with 90 points. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
PayPal says it will trim about 7% of its total workforce, or about 2,000 full-time workers, in what the company calls the challenging macroeconomic environment. Ed Donahue, AP News.